Now, the rest of the story. Joel Roberts. You say you've never heard of Joel Roberts? Well, American history students have. A little more than three decades after the uniting of our states, he was emerging as one of our most prominent statesmen, Joel Roberts. In 1810, appointed special agent in South America. 1816, elected to the South Carolina legislature. 1818, chairman of the Board of Public Works of that state. 1821, a member of the United States Congress. 1825, named first American minister to Mexico. 1830, leader of the Unionist Party in South Carolina. 1837, appointed by President Martin Van Buren, United States Secretary of War. And yet for all his long and distinguished service to his country, it takes an American history student to recognize his myriad accomplishments in that context. We, you and I, annually and unwittingly honor Joel Roberts for the one thing he did that had nothing to do with his statesmanship. You see, Joel had time for a hobby, his recreation. Ultimately, his creation comprised the rest of the story. Joel Roberts. Among the best educated of our early statesmen, by the age of 20, he had a solid background in the field of medicine, was fluent in several languages, was near expert in natural and military sciences, and was about to study law. A thirst for travel quashed this legal career, led indirectly to Joel's first diplomatic post in Rio de la Plata and in Chile. In Buenos Aires, he publicly encouraged independence from Spain. Accused of meddling by some, he was called friend by a great many, and he maintained his fondness for the South American patriots long after his departure for the United States in September of 1814. 2.5 years later, President Monroe sought to appoint Joel Special Commissioner to Southern South America. And yet by then, the celebrated diplomat was involved with the state legislature of South Carolina. Shortly thereafter, as chairman of the Board of Public Works, he supervised the improvement of river navigation and road construction. Joel's debut in national politics is dated December 3, 1821, when he became a United States Congressman. Following a special mission to Mexico, he won an appointment. And 5 years later, he joined and led the Unionists in South Carolina. 7 years after that, he became United States Secretary of War. It's been said that of the distinguished antebellum war secretaries, nobody surpassed Joel in training, in industry, or in originality. How he would prefer to be remembered, we can only surmise. Yet this much is certain. Only students and professors of American history would recall what I have just recited. That for which Joel's name is universally honored relates in general to his hobby, and in particular to what became of that hobby, for Joel was an amateur botanist, and from a flower he once brought back from Mexico, he bred something called Euphorbia pulcherrima. So each Christmas time, and unaware until now, each Christmas time you and I pay homage to an American statesman. A secretary of war, a man who brought one uncomplicated, apolitical, and truly beautiful thing into the world. And the world in turn named it after him. For Joel's full name was Joel Roberts Poinsett. That's right. The beautiful crimson flower, the poinsettia, so everywhere apparent this season. Joel brought you that. Now you know the rest of the story.